Are you ready to stop Toba? There's never been a better time to quit smoking, as success is at an all-time high. And the effects of quitting cigarettes can start in as little as 20 minutes. Well, let's get some advice. I'm joined now by GP, broadcaster and author, Dr. Hilary Jones. Hi, Dr. Hilary.
Hi, Simon.
And this is the fifth Stoptober campaign we've talked about.
Yep.
And smoking rates are on the decrease then?
Yes, they've never been better than they are now, with only 16.9% of the population smoking. So I think the message is getting through that the health benefits to quitting are fantastic and important. And there are other benefits, social benefits, economic benefits as well. If you smoke 20 cigarettes a day and you quit, you can save £3,500 in a year, which is, you know, not to be sniffed at. You can do a lot of things with that sort of money. But the health benefits, from my point of view as a doctor, are extraordinary. When you think about it, most lung cancer is caused by smoking. Most amputations of the legs are caused by smoking. Heart disease, a huge input from smoking. So those are the obvious things, but there's so many other things associated to the detriment of your health with smoking that it's a really good time to use the opportunity of Stoptober, with all the support that's available, to reinforce your resolve and your willpower to quit for good.
Now, it's a very difficult thing to give up smoking for anybody that's tried to give it up.
Yes.
And it's cold turkey, but that's not often successful.
It's really hard, because the addiction to smoking is very powerful. There's no doubt that it's one of the hardest things to overcome on your own. Cold turkey rarely works. You have to be a very, very strong person to overcome this addiction just through willpower alone. Just talking to a healthcare professional can increase your chance of being successful in quitting. Taking up some physical activity will double your chance. But what we do know about quitting is that if you can get through 28 days smoke-free, then you're five times more likely to stay smoke-free forever. And that's significant. So Stoptober is a wonderful opportunity. This is the fifth campaign that Public Health England have put on. And there's so much support there. If you go online, if you just search Stoptober, for example, there's a brilliant app which will motivate you on a daily basis and give you tips regularly to keep you on course. There's emails, there's social media, there's a new Facebook Messenger service. You'll talk to other people, share their experiences of what it's like to get through cravings and deal with them. You'll be put in touch with local stop smoking services if you want to be. And there's so much information about the smoking aids, including nicotine replacement therapy and using e-cigarettes as a possible method of quitting as well. So loads of help for those that critical first 28 days.
I think some people go cold turkey because they feel they want to give up everything to do with cigarettes, but it's the nicotine, isn't it, that causes the craving?
Yeah, absolutely. Nicotine's quite a powerful substance, and the brain gets used to it and has withdrawal symptoms without it. So, yeah, I think you want to get rid of all those visual cues, get rid of the ashtrays, the lighters, the cigarette packets, try and avoid the places and the situations that you associate with smoking. Anything you can do to put it out of your mind and to remember that if you do get a craving, it'll only last 2 or 3 minutes before it wanes again. So getting through that, getting as much support as you can, all these things are really helpful.
Yeah, so it's a bit of cognitive therapy, isn't it, really?
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Because I hear people, I was doing fine, but when I go for a pint or something like that, then I give in.
Yeah, that's it. It might be the pint. Somebody else I was talking to today said I reach for a cigarette if I'm on the telephone. For many people, it's having a drink after a meal, after a coffee, that sort of thing. And those are the times when you need to have a mechanism in place. I know that it'll happen, so how do I deal with that when it happens so that it's not so tempting?
And you need to be, I suppose, around people who are going to support you.
Of course. It's hugely beneficial if family and friends know what you're trying to achieve, so they can really assist you and steer you away from those temptations. Avoid those situations, those places which you associate with smoking. And once you've got rid of that ritual, that routine and that habit, you're much more likely to stay smoke-free.
And I think as well, the benefits will be noticeable fairly quickly. So I think until you actually feel those benefits, you can't really judge how good you're going to feel. But when you do feel good, you should use that as an impetus.
Undoubtedly, people who quit say, I wish I'd done this years before. Now I've got through that difficult first bit. I feel great. I mean, my lung function's improved. And lung function will improve within a matter of weeks. Your lung function can improve 10%. So you stop coughing so much and wheezing so much. Your lungs produce less mucus, your blood pressure and pulse rate drops within 20 minutes of that last cigarette. Carbon monoxide is eradicated from your body as a result of giving up smoking. And, within 10 years, however heavy and regular a smoker you've been, your risk of lung cancer is halved and your risk of heart disease is the same as a lifelong non-smoker. So you get short-term benefits stopping today, but down the line, you're likely to have a better quality and quantity of life.
Well, where can we get some more information and support then?
It's really simple. You just go online, you search Stoptober, pop it up there on the search engine, and you'll get all the support you need.
Dr. Hilary Jones, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Simon. And for your listeners, it's always worth reinforcing the messages that giving up smoking is really important for issues such as age-related macular degeneration. Smoking is a major risk factor for that, and that causes significant visual loss. So another good reason.
Dr. Hilary Jones, thanks again.
Thank you, Simon.